This spring, students are graduating just as they always do from various schools and universities, but obviously this year is not like other years. With the outbreak of the coronavirus, they packed up their cubbies and lockers and dorm rooms and started another phase of schooling at home. Through months of quarantine, they learned from workbooks and in virtual classrooms, FaceTimed with study partners, took exams remotely, and readied themselves to graduate. They persevered through trying circumstances and proved just how adaptable and ingenious they could be. We have every reason to be proud of their accomplishments. The past few weeks have seen a spate of online commencement ceremonies, and the coming weeks will see some more still. Maybe you personally have one in your future. If so, congratulations. Last weekend, as my husband and I were walking around our town, we passed houses festooned with bright balloons sporting team colors. Outside were signs emblazoned with class years and the names of students who were graduating. Each time we passed one of those houses, we cheered a little for the graduates inside them, although they couldn't hear us. It was so good of their families to include the general public in these celebrations. Some of you have posted photos on social media of your children wearing cap and gown, standing in front of festive cakes, marking this milestone in their lives more modestly than they would ordinarily, but with immediate family standing by, beaming. So it seems congratulations are due all around. Love, like a carefully loaded ship, crosses the gulf between generations, the French writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry tells us. Therefore, we do not neglect the ceremonies of our passage. Rather, we honor them together. Even if you don't have a graduating student in your family, you may have watched the former president of the United States address high school seniors in a nationwide televised event celebrating their graduation. You may have listened to a recent live stream of a commencement address given this year at your old alma mater. You might even have read the compendium of speeches that The Atlantic commissioned six writers to draft for the graduating members of the class of 2020. I did, from start to finish, because I have a particular soft spot for fine speeches. Each one of those carefully crafted speeches that will never be delivered noted the precariousness of life in the midst of a dire pandemic. The writers acknowledged the degree of uncertainty that students are asked to live with these days, not knowing whether their short, medium, or even long-term plans will be feasible. They noted that the class of 2020 had gotten an excellent education in disruption. Students were not merely witnessing history, they were actually surviving it. In doing so, they were instructing one another and us in resilience. They were demonstrating the power of communities to reconfigure as needed. And we see today how desperately that is needed as younger generations get increasingly impatient with some seemingly intractable problems in America. Young Americans don't even have the comfort of knowing what comes next. There is no back to normal on the immediate horizon. But rather than thinking of what has been taken away, members of the class of 2020 should think of themselves as part of a generation that gave, a generation that sacrificed, history professor Julian E. Zeiler wrote in The Next Great Generation. He added, "It is not easy, but no one ever said sacrifice was easy." The professor called the youth of today the next great generation, likening them to those in the so-called greatest generation of Americans who came of age in the Great Depression and then fought in the Second World War, whose lives from start to finish were a combination of sacrifice and service. According to Professor Zeiler, getting through hardships is what made the greatest generation great. And the way through them is the same as now, by privileging the we over the me. By privileging the we over the me. He speculated that when grandchildren of the class of 2020 ask what it is like to live through the pandemic, they will hear stories of loss and sadness. They will also hear about how citizens sacrifice themselves for the collective good. He thanked members of this next greatest generation for the sacrifices they have already made. We should certainly thank them for those, but our gratitude needs to find expression beyond heartfelt words. We should all support this rising generation, however we can, as it meets substantial challenges, economic and ecological, national and international, social and political in the coming years. As President Obama noted in his televised address, the current pandemic has exposed persistent troubles in our country, including massive economic inequality, ongoing racial disparities, a lack of basic health care for people, among other things. Leave behind all the old ways of thinking that divide us, sexism, racial prejudice, status, greed, he told them, and set the world on a different path. Where the youth are leading us, we have to be willing to follow. As the civil unrest all across the country this weekend so clearly demonstrates, the old ways are not working. One of the best possible outcomes of this pandemic would be our all becoming more astute students of life, whatever our age, and gaining a clearer understanding of the logic for us leading the lives we do. Communities of faith such as ours here at UU Wellesley Hills are purposefully and consciously intergenerational. They seek after eternal truths and insights that span the ages. Just as we think of generations gone by ages ago, we need to think of the generations to come many years hence. We are charged to bring up our children to do the same, because we believe that love is bound to span generations and that our duty is to ferry it. Our duty is to help them build a better country than the one we have handed them, the country that they deserve. Whether or not this spring brings a procession of mortarboards, whether or not embossed diplomas change hands, whether or not pomp and circumstance is played loudly over sizable crowds, we are always witnessing the ongoing march of generations, and we need to be attentive to that fact. We can do our best to cheer each of them along. Graduation exercises of any kind, online or in person, give us ready opportunity to do just that, as do bridging ceremonies like ours this morning. Congratulations again to our bridgers. Let us never stop encouraging the young, especially when their futures feel most fraught. Let us be emboldened by their myriad ambitions for themselves and for their world. We should wish, hope, and yes, pray for their greatness. Our progress as a people hinges every bit as much on their success as on their sacrifice. So let us join most sincerely with them in a generous spirit of commencing.